way love God has loved us,
okwewonyesa,
which is amazing.
Okutuwa amanyo okukungana nga buli lunaku.
Give us strength to gather every day.
Atenge ensonga etukunganya ya kutegeera.
And the reason of gathering is the understanding.
Ekyo nno
that
sibanja bakikunganira buli lunaku.
Not many gather upon it every day.
Mpozi konga waliyo ebyamagere mmere y'abaana buli lunaku.
There are miracles full of children every day.
Naye okukungana nga okungana lwa kumanya.
But to gather and the motive is for knowledge.
Bumara okumanya ebyamagero biryoke bikutuuke konga emmere y'abaana.
After you get knowledge, miracles reach you as food. That what is not easy.
Lunaku lumu Mukama waffe Yesu yakigamba abayigirizwa.
One day the Lord Jesus told his disciples.
Abaali baweze nga basusse mu kumi n'ababiri.
Those who had increased beyond the 12.
N'abagamba balekera okukolera emmere ey'ebyamagero.
And he told them, stop working for the food of miracles.
Bakolere kweri etukakula mbutagwa.
Work for the food which reaches eternal life.
Atandika okugibayitiramu n'okubasomesa.
Began to teach them the food.
Omuku omu.
One by one.
Nabakoye batambula bagenda.
Got tired moving away from him.
Nabagamba ebyo nno bigambo bizibu nnyo.
And they said those words are very hard.
Era Katonda atugamukiriza okuyigirizibwa kwange.
And God tells us, accept my teaching.
So si feza.
And not silver.
Mazima oyinza okujjanga ekigendwa kya feza.
Indeed, can you come and the motive of silver?
Ekyo kyangu kyakujjamwe.
That is easy to come and attain.
Okujja n'ekigendwa ekyokuyigirizibwa.
But to come with the motive of being told.
Nga si feza.
And it's not silver.
Feza nakwegattako bwegasi.
And silver just joins on you.
Wow. Amanyi gabula.
The power lacks there.
Sibanja abalina amanyi ago.
Not many have that. But we thank God the Father.
Okuyita mu linnya ly'omwana we Mukama waffe Yesu.
Through the name of his Son, the Lord Jesus.
Nti mu buyinza bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
That in the authority of the Holy Spirit.
Atuwadde amanyi agakkiriza okuyigirizibwako.
Power us to accept his teaching.
Era okufuuka abayigirizwa.
And to become disciples.
Nga tukwasibwa ebigambo bino ng'abeesigwa.
And we commit these words as the faithful.
Abanayinza ate era okubyongerayo.
We will be able to teach them to others.
Ekyo kyasiima omwoyo w'amazima.
That's what is pleased of spirit of truth.
Agamba Timoteo.
He speaks telling Timothy.
Okuyita mukama kw'omutume Paulo.
Through the mouth of Apostle Paul.
Ebigambo bino bikwasa abantu abeesigwa.
That these words commit them to the faithful.
Abanasobola okubyongerayo.
Those who will teach them to others.
Ekyo nno kiba kituukiriza eri ekiragiro kya Mukama waffe ekikulu.
Now that fulfills the great commission of the Lord.
Okugenda tufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa.
To go make all nations disciples.
Tubayigiriza ne byonna bye yatulagira.
And we teach them all that he commanded us.
Enzikiriza nyingi zava ku kigambo ekyo.
Many beliefs perverted from that word.
Era obulokozi mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
And the salvation in the different ways.
Nabo bugenze bulekera ddala ekyo.
It too has totally moved on leaving that.
Eky'okujjanga tulina ekigendo eky'okumanya.
Of coming with an agenda of accessing knowledge.
Butuufu abasinga twajjanga mu makuŋŋaaniro gano.
Indeed, most of us came in these synagogues.
N'ebyokusabira nga wabitadde dda ku desktop.
You've already listed your prayer requests down.
And you
put them on your minds.
Even
the rest you'd written them down. God has to do this for me.
And
never come with the motive of God.
Come
in your own motive anytime you gathered. But this time we thank God to help us come in his motive. And all along we gather. But we focus to his motive of filling the world with knowledge. And he first puts in us this treasure. The treasure of the light of knowledge. In these vessels of clay. And we to go in every place. And we can release the aroma of knowledge. That too God enjoys
and
it. And if you can go in the motive of God, which spoke of blessing in Amos 6, in Hosea 6, and he said, I love knowledge of God than the offerings. Now that God the Father loves
it.
He loves all people we say, reaching in knowing all truth. Indeed, if we stand strong in gatherings like that, we shall hold a holy gathering. And he will not get tired of us.
He
speaks, I'm tired of the religious gatherings. You know religious gatherings.
It's
the way you held your norms which you follow.
izonga tewali kichuka mtu wali kuyongera kumanya watu kutegera
no getting knowledge neither understanding
wabula kujja kusaba kwebaza ku
but you come to sinza
kudayo
to praise and to go back
echondo nacho ya chikowa
and that we got tired of
wangaze kungana zeddin
those are religious gatherings
yesu yebazi wenyo
praise Jesus much
twebaza katonda
we thank God
chatuwadda amanya ago
that is giving us a strength
moving
on accept light enter in vessels of clay the light of
knowledge
we still move on with our journey of heaven in this part we see the detail of the journey of heaven and we are still in the city of God Jerusalem of heaven it's a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God and we see seven groups of angels and their works. In this time,
we
still move on to see the seven seals of the seven spirits of God and the seven groups of angels. Praise Jesus much. We are right on the fourth seal, the seal of the spirit of power. Praise Jesus much and the group of angels of power angels of the chains angels of death and hell praise Jesus much but we've seen much after understanding it that the angel of death and hell the angel of death has sickness the sword the
beast
of the field and the famine, which he uses to take spirits from the body. And the angel of hell has wild sicknesses which are in hell. In hell, the prison of God, those which can't be cured. You can find there a plague.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when we saw that, we understood that there are sicknesses of the devils and the fallen angels, sicknesses of the demons. And we knew that to heal them
involves
to first cause binding of evil spirits. And we work with a group of angels of chains, angels of death and hell, those who move on the yellow horse. Yet hell, his horse, is
golden,
very golden. Yet the head is of a lion. Those we have been seeing them. We saw the four ways the Holy Spirit heals those sicknesses. Sicknesses of the devils and of body weakness. But this day, we want to move on to see the easiest way to heal the sickness of body weakness. Praise Jesus so much. We want to see the easy way of healing sickness of body weakness.
What
are there are sicknesses.
That is,
and they don't need to be prayed for.
Musujia,
Marilia,
Togonoma,
I'm feeling headache. Different sicknesses from the body weakness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Those two, there are such sicknesses. And God first gave us whatever to use under the sun healing sicknesses of body weakness.
So
and we want to see the easy way of healing the sicknesses of body weakness, which involves malaria, headache, and some of those, or some like that. Praise Jesus so much. And God moved on, give us medicine on the world to ease our lives. It's true that prayer takes it away, sicknesses of body weakness. But
it's
an easy way which doesn't involve prayer. Need get that medicine, pray briefly for it, and then take away that sickness. And after we shall see the sin which brings death. That too is a very wild sickness. The sin which brings death of the spirit. That's what we shall end with in the fourth seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in this, God is lighting us in this through the gen of heaven. All these words reveal them, and through it I saw them.
In the gen
of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years, from
2005
to 2011, in the spiritual transports. And they are in different series, in the vision, the dream, the trance, the azota, the urim, the thamim, the spiritual transport.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. All these we studied, I can't speak them to you as a story, because they were the journey of heaven moved through the Bible. It's the reason why we move this journey as we check in the Bible to prove the truth of those. Even this, there is a way of healing sickness of body weakness when we pass through using medicine God gave us, that He freely gave us.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
That too I understood most of it in the journey of heaven,
and
still under the fourth seal, which involves the secrets of death and hell, secrets of sickness and different things. Praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
When we reach in salvation, we got a problem when reaches sickness of body weakness,
for
we fail to treat them in the easy way, and Satan puts a scheme in us and he chased us from the medicine God freely gave us, that which God freely gave us. And Satan grabbed, saying that that medicine is his. And all that is the falsehood you hear. And you're going to be getting light today, which directs you how you can use
the
easy way of healing sickness of body weakness, sickness like malaria, headache, running stomach, and the rest. I cannot explain each by one, but there are many, those coming from body weakness. Most people ask and say, but body weakness, you speak of, what is it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When man began to sin much, God reduced the life in the blood, and it caused the body to be weak. And what we call sickness of body weakness, it's caused life in the blood reduced, which was able to fight those sicknesses. And there came that weakness. And though a mosquito bites you, you go when you've gotten a sickness. You drink that water, you get sick.
There's
a weakness in the body and can't resist those sicknesses. After committing sin, the life in the blood was reduced, and the body became weak.
Now,
those are what we're going to be explained of.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And others don't know why in the world people get sick. Initially we never got sick, and nothing could make us sick. But cause of body weakness,
and
you speak of sin which reduced life in the blood. Life expectancy. Life which would have outlived many years, and totally got reduced, and the body weakened. And that sickness of that body never comes from
Mchino,
far. In this, as we are going to begin, I request you, as light is there, we move in it. As light is there, move by it. We are going to lighten these issues.
engeri ennyangu yokuonyamu endwadde z'obunafu bw'omubiri.
It is a way of reducing sickness of body weakness.
Naye nga owulira ekyo.
But as you hear that,
osabiddwa ekigambo kimu.
You requested one word.
Omusana nga gukyaliwo.
As light is still present,
utambuliremu.
You move by it.
Mukama wa Yesu yagamba.
Our Lord Jesus said,
mu Yokaani sura ya 12.
In the John 12.
Olunyiri olwasatu mwetaano.
Verse 35.
Agamba bwati.
And he said this.
Yokaani sura ya 12 n'olunyiri olwasatu mwetaano.
John chapter 12 verse 35.
Awo Yesu n'abagamba nti esigaddeyo ebiro bitono ng'omusana gukyali gye muli.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Abayigirizwa baali. Bali kunseno.
When disciples were in this world,
Yabagamba madnange.
He told them, friends,
esigaddeyo ebiro bitono.
There is remaining a little time.
Omusana nga gukyali kunseno.
As the light is still on the world.
Ekigambo ekyo kyali kigazi.
This word was broad.
Kyali kitambula okutuuka gye tuli.
It moved to reaching up to where we are.
Naye ffe twagenze otuuka mbiro biwe
biti. As we reached in this season.
Ng'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And light of the word of God.
Omusana ogw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Nga gukendedde.
And it's reduced.
Era almost nga gugwawo.
And almost it finished.
Naye yabagamba bwati.
But he told them this.
Katweyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Yokaana esula ye 12 n'olunyiri olwasatu mwetaano.
John chapter 12 verse 35.
Awo Yesu n'abagamba nti esigaddeyo ebiro bitono ng'omusana gukyali gye muli. Mutambule nga mukyali n'omusana. Ekizikiza kireme okubakwatira mu kkubo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama waffe Yesu yannyonnyola n'agamba.
Jesus explained and said,
nti mutambulire mu musana nga gukyaliwo.
Walk in the light as still present.
Sikulwanga ekizikiza kijja ne kibasalako.
Darkness comes and takes you over.
Nga mukyali mu kkubo lino ery'olugendo lw'eggulu.
Still in the way of the journey of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mazima ebire ebyasooka.
Indeed eras before.
Abantu baafunanga omusana ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
People got light of the word of God.
Era baalungamizibwanga mu nsonga zonna.
And we are led in all issues.
Naye tulina we twatuuka.
But we reached a point.
Ng'omusana guno tegukyaliwo.
And this light is no more.
Era olwaleero bwe twogera ku engeri nnyangu.
And today when we speak of the easy way.
Ey'okuwonyamu endwadde z'obunafu bw'omubiri.
Healing sickness of body weakness, which involves malaria, headache, running stomach, and the rest.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we speak saying that those sicknesses came because of the life in the blood reducing, because of sin. Now we didn't get an easy way. The light moved on to cease to be with us. And we began to reject the medicine of God. The medicine God freely gives us. And people began to say that the medicine is of the devils. And they began to say these are herbs of Satan. Light had moved on to cease to be with them.
In
God to take me the journey of heaven was to restore this light in us. He told them, apostles, he told them, indeed time is to come, light will reduce. Let's repeat this verse. John chapter 12 verse 35.
Awo Yesu n'abagamba nti esigaddeyo ebiro bitono ng'omusana gukyali gye muli. Mutambule nga mukyali n'omusana. Ekizikiza kireme okubakwatira mu kkubo. Atambulira mu kizikiza tamanya gy'agenda. 36. Bwe mukyali n'omusana, mukkirize omusana. Mufuuke abaana b'omusana.
Nti bwe tukyali n'omusana.
As we still have light.
Tukkirize omusana.
Let's believe the light.
Tulyoke tubeere abaana b'omusana.
We shall be children of the light.
Omanyi bwaba nnyonnyola mu bbaluwa ya Yokaani esooka essuula ey'okutaano.
Explains in 1 John chapter 5.
No, bbaluwa ya Yokaani esooka essuula esooka.
In 1 John chapter 1.
Agamba nti Katonda gwe musana.
He says God is light.
Era mu ye temulimu wadde ekizikiza.
And in him there is nothing like darkness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mazima kiri bwe kiti abooluganda.
Truth is this, brethren.
Akanyumiru kano ke twolekedde.
Aspect we head on.
Akendwa engeri nnyangu y'okuwonyamu endwadde ez'obunafu bw'omubiri.
There is a way of healing sickness of body weakness.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Endwadde ezava ku bulamu obwakendera obuli mu musaayi.
Sickness which came because of life which reduced in the blood.
Olw'ekibi.
Because of sin.
Nga tukosebwa ebintu ebituliraanye.
And we are harmed by things around us.
Olw'obulamu obwo okuba obutono.
Because of that life being minimal.
Emibiri gyafuuka minafu nnyo.
Bodies became very weak.
Ate mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma kyeyongera nnyo.
Yet in the latter days it increased much.
Olw'ekibi era ekigenda mu maaso n'okweyongera.
Because of sin which moves on to increase.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati kanisa.
Now church.
Ffe twali twabulwako musana.
We had ceased to have light, which connects either way, that we can heal these sicknesses, and that we can protect ourselves,
and
we don't get those sicknesses. But as God is living, and as He still loves us,
He
decided to bring the book of remembrance in the journey of heaven, that we know the things how they are, that we may move in the light as it's still prevailing. The light we speak of, the light knowledge of the word of God, treasury expects now put them in the vessels of clay. For when He speaks with us, speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 unto 7, and He says this. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwokumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo olinnya olw'omusanvu. Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya ebyebbumba, amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so si eri ffe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti ayogera ku musano ogw'okumanya.
Speaks of the light of knowledge.
Obugagga bwateeka kankano mu bibya byaffe eby'ebbumba.
Treasure now we put in our vessels of clay.
Mu mibiri gyaffe mwennyini.
Our bodies themselves.
Kakati amanya amangi.
Now the exceeding power.
Gagenda kola olw'obugagga obw'okumanya.
What cause of the treasure of knowledge?
Waliwo ebintu ebimu bye tugenda okuyisa mu bwangu nnyo.
We are going to quickly pass through.
Era waliwo we tugenda otuuka.
In the point we're going to reach.
Katonda atulagire engeri ennyangu.
God will direct us easy ways.
Ey'okuwonya mu endwadde nga
healing sickness like HIV, sickness like cancer. And at times we've not prayed, but there is an easy way. One day we're in the journey of heaven. We went to mix up medicine of HIV. When
you
reach to put the last ingredient, and God said no, you will first speak this on the word, and I will direct you the last ingredient.
He
told him, God, you would have finished it. He said, you're going to escape from me, you. The truth is, Israel, they are chief in mixing medicine in the present today. But what caused that? Those eras they had that light, the knowledge of the things God freely gave us. But church, we reached a point
in
that light ceased to be with us, and we began to say, someone gets medicine, mixes it, that the whole the demons. Those of demons are there.
But
even those of God, we are out
God,
here.
The
one who created the trees, the plants, and the
rivers.
Satan stole light from us.
Those
things, when Satan steals them, he attaches conditions on them. In the kingdom of God, there are no conditions.
Yes,
attached. Praise Jesus Christ. All we want to speak to get this light, the light of knowledge, that
will
move on lighten us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One day the Lord Jesus told the disciples that the day holds 12 hours.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you move in those hours of the day, it's hard to stumble. But you understand things. Why are we past here in this world? When we were in the journey of heaven, God tried to enter me no medicine.
It
can heal sickness
of
body weakness. I told him,
only
the world we know Satan is the one who mixes medicine. How can you tell me things of medicine? He told me, because you move in darkness of ignorance. Let me give you light, you see. Are you proof?
Funzi.
On me.
Ne Satan.
And Satan.
Oyogoyogerako.
That you speak of. He doesn't want to speak of him even.
Chitonde
a creation he blotted from his thoughts.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. That
you will prove
middo,
who owns the trees,
evimera,
the grass,
evimera,
plants, who owns them.
And then I will
prove to you that he is a thief.
He
owns nothing of his.
He
told me one of the things you see from.
I'm going to
show you light of all things I created. And there is no condition
attached.
But the thief attaches conditions on them. Praise Jesus much. If you read John chapter 11,
Enjiri, omoyo mtu kuvungabu ya jisa muyokana.
As the gospel of the Holy Spirit passed through it, John.
Esura ya kuminemu.
John chapter 11.
Orunyi oruwa muenda.
Verses 9.
Ayogira buwati kumusano.
Speaks this of that light.
Yokana, esura ya kuminemu, norunyi oruwa muenda.
John chapter 11 from verses 9.
Yesu nadamunti, esawa eze misana siku minabiri. Omuntu buatambule misana, teyesi tala. Kubanga labo umisana gwensenu.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus, man. Time of the day is not 12 hours. How many are the disciples?
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus. If you never become a disciple, you cannot be in a real light. That word goes far. When we start the right Christ and his church will start of that.
Ask,
why are the hours 12 and the disciples to accept 12? It's time of the day.
He
told them you are the light of the world. You are the real hours of the day. If someone walks during day, everything is system clear. The truth is,
if it
comes on sickness of body weakness,
then
the healings of it, we church try to avoid it. But what caused it? Caused for us not having light of the knowledge. The light coming from the word of God. Come for lacking disciples. The 12 disciples. Those who make the 12 hours of the day, those who can teach the rest.
Yokana.
Yokana sura ya 10 noru nyiriri olwe 10.
John 11 verses 10.
Na yo muntu bwatambula ekiro yesitala. Kubanga omusana teguli mu ye. 11. Yayogera bwati nalyoka bagamba nti mukwano gwa Ferazalo yebase.
Ibagamba Lazaro mulaba yafunye ekizibu.
Lazarus got a problem.
Yalwadde endwadde yakufa.
It wouldn't have been a sickness of death.
Obule endwadde gyalina yakufa mubiri.
Messi has his body.
Yamuviriddeko n'abera bwa.
What caused him be like that?
Gwe boddako waggulu.
When you go up a little.
Mulunyi olisoka.
In the first verse.
Yokana sura 10.
John chapter 11.
Mulunyi olisoka.
From verse 1.
Yokana esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olusoka.
John chapter 11 from verses 1.
Awaliwo omuntu eyali omulwadde Lazaro owe Besania mu mbuga Mariamu ne Maliza muganda we mwebali.
Yali mulwadde.
He was sick.
Endwadde eno gye yali alwadde.
The sickness he had gotten.
Mukama afisi ajogera konti si endwadde yakufa.
Jesus spoke of it not being a sickness of death.
Nibaga wange si ya malaika wakufori.
It's not of the angel of death.
Yachi.
It's of what?
It's the
sickness of body weakness. Lazarus is not meant to go for his season of his going is not reached.
John 11
verses 2.
Mariamu oyo eyasiga mukama waffe amafuta na mutanya ebigere nenvirize ye yalina mwanyi na Lazaro eyali alwadde. Olinyo lokusatu abo banyina abo ne bamutumira nga bagamba nti mukama waffe laba goyagala alwadde. Olinyo lwokuna naye Yesu bwe yawulira n'agamba nti obulwadde buno si bwa kufa. Wabula olw'ekitiibwa kya Katonda omwana wa Katonda abe n'ekitiibwa olw'obwo.
Yes, you was born.
Praise Jesus much. He told them no.
Lazarus
is sickness he has. It's not of death.
Now
when reading Revelation 6.
Verses 7 and 8. Bible shows that the angel of death and hell coming behind him, and they were given the authority to kill the third of the world with sickness, with the beast of the field, with the sword and the famine. Jesus, as he explains John 11 verses
4,
sickness Lazarus had, not of the angel of death, sickness of body weakness. God is going to gain glory. It can be prayed for direct.
Yet
it wasn't possible in that moment. Those men to give you medicine, they didn't give it to him.
And
he checked out of the body.
And
body totally lost life. I told them he's sleeping. The body is sleeping. You know what Jesus did? Through prayer,
he prayed.
Holy Spirit had life in his blood and body. Called his spirit to be restored. Now we can live in that body. Hezekiah was sick of which sickness? He had gotten sick of the sickness of death.
It
was check out of the body. Time was up. Sickness, they're not for angel of death.
They're
not of the devils. Sickness from the body weakness. And these sicknesses, when we speak of body weakness, we speak on the reduction of the life in the blood for sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When he speaks with us in Genesis 9 verse 4,
he
speaks like this. Genesis chapter 9 verse 4,
na ye nyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo gwe musayi gwayo temujiryanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
But the flesh, together with its life, it's the blood. Do not eat it.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much. This life in the blood, it reduces cause of sin. And if it reduces, the body becomes weak. The years reduce.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much.
I
don't know where you see where you're heading. By the Spirit of God.
In
Genesis 6,
when
people sinned the
man,
God reduced the years.
But
you think, how did he reduce them?
He
went in the blood system, reduced the life within it.
Right
from Genesis 6, people never lived long. Because of life which had reduced.
You
look at that very well. Let's read there, we hear. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala olunyo olw'okubiri abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi. Nibawasanga bakazi mu bonna be balonda. Olunyo olw'okusatu. Mukama n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe, kubanga naye gwe mubiri. Naye ennaku ze ziriba emyaka 12.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebiro bino ebyalubereberye mukaaga.
The heroes of Genesis 6.
Amataba wegajira.
When the floods came,
abantu beyongera okwonona.
People increased to sin.
Beyongera okubeera abangi.
And they moved on to be many.
Ne bongera okwonona.
And they sinned more.
Murubirebire suri omukago nyoro kusatu.
Genesis 6 verse 3.
Adona nagamba.
God said,
omoyo wange tagenda kukayana nabantu.
My spirit not contend with people.
Kubanga singo moyo mtu ku singa abantu lekanga tuwangara nga mukusoka.
They left us live long as it was before.
Ngobula mubunji mu musayi.
Life is much in the blood.
Yoka tuwangara nga bamisusera.
Then we live like Methuselah.
Emyaka ruenda nkaga
969 years.
Omoyo mtu kuviandikanye na fenyo.
Holy Spirit would contended much with us.
Katiji yakola.
But what he did?
Nagamba omoyo wa Katonda.
Spirit of God.
Takaya ningana bantu belera.
Contend with people forever.
Kubanga abantu gwe mubiri kati.
People they are just mortal people.
Bafuse mubiri tebachali na pati ya moyo
mbo. They no more hold the spirit part in them.
Besizo bulamu obuli mu mubiri.
Trusted life in the body.
Ntibwe bulamu bwabwe.
That their life.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus,
man.
Save for their bodies.
I'm
going to reduce the years.
They're
going to be
120.
God did reduce your seasons to be in the world.
No.
Touch the life. The blood, he reduced it. You count from Genesis 6. The one who ever lived again 900 years. Even 600. Even 500.
Yakwata obulamu obuli mu musayi.
God's life in the blood.
Kwe tusomye mu lubereberye sura eya iyo mwenda.
Read in Genesis 9. Verse 4.
Na bukendeza
he produced it.
Abasajja bana abedda.
These ancient men. Before God reduced life in the blood, the body to become weak, they never got sick. And they don't know of what is called sickness. And life is much. Let me tell you what happens. When they say someone is sick,
red blood cells nafuye.
Red blood cells have gotten weak in them.
Abasirikale b'omubiri ababadde bakuma omubiri guleme kulwala.
The white blood cells.
White blood cells.
The white blood cells too have weakened.
Ng'obulamu bwabwe bukendedde.
And their life has reduced.
Kati bwe bukendeera.
One way to reduce this. They cannot hinder poison and mosquitoes beating you and it
spreads.
That poison begins spread the entire body. And they say you're sick. This is the someone has the HIV virus. That body to spread and it finishes the body because it has life.
White blood cells.
That virus gets the white blood cells.
We
started it, it's the life in the blood. And it begins to eat them up.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What red blood cells do? And they send poison
cover
in specific places, you get syphilis.
Something
strikes you and the entire body is
you
get wounds on the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
thing I bring to you to understand, if they reduce life in the blood, sickness of body, weakness begins. And they say someone has HIV. They may have like 12 sicknesses. And it's what makes HIV virus. Like 12.
Yet,
just enter in the body for it's gotten weak.
Don't
know you've understood well.
Biology
has come in church now.
We
ran from it from school. Now it's overtaken us in church.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus,
man.
This is light of knowledge. Needs you to understand it. Because you're still in the flesh.
Though
you're not of the flesh.
You're
still in the world. Though you're not of the world.
But
these are what we pass through under the sun. In the times we've been hardened, not having light enough, how we can do these things.
Yes,
praise Jesus, much. Told you of brethren. Genesis 9:4. The life in the blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
it's reduced, as Genesis 6,
told us in verse 3 that reduced years. Reducing years, he didn't reduce them
directly.
He moved to the life in the blood, he reduced it. And there we began to get sick. People who live before us, they live in this life. Let me show you what happened before. They tell us of what happened. Genesis
5.
He still had much life. They had not even learned to build. And they have not even differentiated food. That bitter and what's not bitter. That which kills and which never kills.
Yet
they ate and lived. They slept in mosquitoes. They slept with animals. They ate things you can call harmful. Yet they had much life. And they didn't have body weakness before. Even though we had been chased from the garden of God, and we taken off the body of heaven,
but
God, this body of flesh he gave us, didn't first reduce its life much as it's today.
Life has
been moving in this our journey. Has been increases or raised. And it reduces life in the blood.
White blood
which
cells.
Is called the white blood cells.
When you
get old,
they
had bones very strong. Because here we don't have those things. There are bones of ancient people. And the bone is very hard. The skulls alone were not like ours, which are weak. They don't just finish away. Let's read there. Genesis 5. Genesis chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kino kye kitabo ekyokuzaalibwa kwa Adamu. Olunaku Katonda lwe yatonderamu omuntu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mwe yamukolera. Olunyo olwokubiri. Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda n'abawa omukisa n'abatuuma erinnya lyabwe Adamu ku lunaku lwe yabatonderamu. Olunyo olwokusatu. Adamu n'amala emyaka 13 n'azaala omwana ow'obulenzi.
Bakati ku 13 osobola ki?
Now 130, what can you do for yourself?
Emyaka 13
130 years.
Azaala mwana wa bulenzi.
Birthing the first male son.
Babulo obulamu musayi bwake.
Life in the blood. In reality, sin is sin. And sin brings many other sins.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Even though
they have committed one sin, invented very many other sins than Adam who did one sin. If you say Adam, you did wrong to us, you have 150 sins, he committed only one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
130
years is giving birth his firstborn. Who can handle in those years? When you birth at 10 years even,
and
the girls birth at 9 years,
to
prove life totally reduced. 130 years. Nothing. Abraham's ahead there. Not even far.
90
years he says I cannot do anything for myself. Think you finish you
move.
How many verses? Genesis 18 just.
Abraham,
you're going to get
Sarah
a son.
Sarah
rafted at 90 years.
Abraham
said, we are old God.
It,
God looks him say,
Adam yazalira umwana asoka yamzalira ku 10 years.
Firstborn 130 years. You are 90 years
from
that can't handle what happened on you.
Let's
read and we hear. Genesis 5.
Genesis 5 verse 3. Adam n'amala emyaka 13 n'azaala omwana ow'obulenzi mu kifaananyi kye mu ngeri ye n'amutuuma erinnya lye Seezi
yali wakusatu.
This was the third.
Luberebere sura y'okutaano olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Genesis 5 verse 4.
Ennaku za Adamu bwe yamala okuzaala Seezi emyaka 8 n'azaala abaana
bwe yamala ozaala sensi yayisaawo emyaka emirala emekanga tanaba kwongerako alinawo basatu bokka.
He had only three children many years past.
N'atuuka myaka
8 reached
800
years. He said, you know what?
Mpulira.
I feel
kanzaliya abaana
abalala bangi. Plenty more children.
Myaka
800 years.
Myaka 8 kwe kali bambi bannange. Obato kyali nawo bambi.
You know more.
Pastor
David, can you handle?
Sawa zero, ucha soro kuongeza yensonga.
Time, can you move?
Agami yomugo mugo make it.
The back is starting to ache. Issues are not well.
Kishia chari wobadangi.
What happened?
Nasoka chitegea mrugendo
wa kuna. I
couldn't
know.
Kishia chatu ba.
What happened on us?
I had
them say God reduce us. I didn't know how we reduced them.
We reduced
life in the blood.
We in
the English.
White blood
we
cells.
Call it the white blood cells.
It
weakened and it reduced life in
the
sickness from creations.
Which
surround us.
And we call
them sickness. These are
worms.
Them to look for where to live.
His
body is weak, it just enters.
When it puts
up every weak portion in the body.
First
gets the white blood cells, eat them up.
That's
why when you get
sick, you
begin to lose strength.
But they
touch the strong ones
in your
body, they eat them up.
Or they
cause them get sick to be weak.
As you go get
soldiers who are going on
war, if
you give them food causing running stomach. And after
you tell
the enemy is there.
And
they can't stand up.
They just
put you down.
You
feel you are all weak.
I feel I
can do nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
let's move on. We hear 800 years is to give birth other children. Genesis 5 verse
5.
Genesis 5 verse 4.
Ennaku za Adamu bwe yamala okuzaala Seezi emyaka 8 n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Olunyo olw'okutaano. Ennaku zonna eza Adamu ze yamala ne ziba emyaka 9 n'afa.
900
obulamu ne bulyoka buggwamu
musaala. Life finished in the blood.
N'alyoka ayabulira omubiri.
And he unclothed the body. See, you are in 30 years. See how you look.
You
are like 500
years. If you
come to church of
ignorance, you get all
and you fast, you don't finish.
Yet
you are on the white cells. Fight them again.
That's why
rightful fasting we've studied
it.
Fast for meaningful reasons in right seasons.
You
refuse to eat food, you begin to get malaria of anger. Now why blessed say
you
didn't eat food that is malaria? Let's fight with him.
And
you begin to lose focus
and
you don't see sight well, and you say, what is on me?
Red blood
cells can run quick.
People
sweating, yet they are looking for food.
What
food are we going to move to? It's nothing. You wage a war with your body. Don't refuse fasting, brethren. Bible says free will fasting. It's to make the soul be punished and to break in your heart. It's punishment. It's punishment. But it punishes who and who? Spirit and your body.
It's
think you can meet a sickness if you're not careful.
And
let me tell you, you can make your stomach get mad and the enzymes get mad and they get mad. They no more ask. One day they will break you. They will discover it that you had made them mad and they will squeeze it up themselves. I'm not threatening you. Fasting is there. We have free will fasting.
Commanded fasting.
Commanded fasting and the fasting led by the Holy Spirit, even the fasting of the devils.
Now
you fasting of the devils, you are in problems. You not have help at all even from God.
Most
people ask the fasting of the devils, how does it appear? I want to fast. God to give me.
Fasting
is not a sacrifice to give God that He gives you back.
Fast God,
chase that man from here.
I want to fast to
grab things of that man, he has to give them to me.
Both,
you punish your body with that reason, you will see. Let us see. Genesis 5 verse
6.
He birthed how many years?
He's
birthing his firstborn son. Pastor Muchibi, how do you see these issues? These people had life, friend. They had life in the blood, much life.
But
move on the
boat
and they all remain strong. Don't pick to bend even. He's a youth. Time I wanted to retain to remain in the past.
For
I went to the of heaven, lived with his name.
I looked
at man 150 years. He never thought of bending the back like that.
I
wanted to remain in the past, remain in that experience. 150 years. He's birthing his firstborn. This child asked the father, Father, how old are you? 150. How old are you?
They
had life. The blood
and it
took them into a couple of years.
Now
God imagines living here 130 years.
You can
bend and even look through your legs like that.
When
you gradually go back that, like that, you look through yourself.
Can you even be able to stand?
Life
reduces in the bones. But the good thing that those he freely gave us,
because
we used them
to
add on this life which is in the blood to give us food
and
different medicine in them
and
fight the situations surrounding us.
We
began to ignore them for lacking light. You find someone, they may plant an avocado and they say,
meat,
what do I want from an avocado fruit? Human beings are not taught. But the good thing, the other nations, where the gospel came from first,
America,
England, America, those things are with them. They try to eat them. But an African, they were in the garden. Some would rot from there. They have no time to eat them. God had given them plenty of them. Not entered into even more
medicine.
Injecting them medicine reduces life from them. Genesis 5 verse 7.
Sezi na wangala kwa yamalu kuzala enosi emyaka lunana mumusambu nazala abana abobu lenzi na abobu wala
emyaka lunana
807 years
nariyo kayongira nazala yaba
birthed more other children.
Luberebele sule yokutano noru nyiriri olomunana.
Genesis 5 verse 8.
Enaku zoneza sezi nezibe emyaka ruinda mukumi nebiri nafa.
Ono waluenda mukumi nebiri.
This one is of 912 years.
Baga na kumara yuki asa.
They want to finish a century.
Wakati futuli mchi asa cha mukumi biri.
We are in the 2000th century.
Niyoba chibadde mwa bantu ba mirundi yemeka.
I don't know how many generations of people have passed through it.
Iki asa mchi kutura kutura mwa bantu ba mirundi inga mukaga.
A century like six and the people, not only six even.
Siya. Tebele zamunga muangara atano, miaka atano atano.
50 years.
Mchigabana mu bameka.
You share it how many people?
Musaji chasa chuangara mu.
Man lives a sanctuary.
Kumpiangara chuangara mu.
Almost wants to live a sanctuary. We break it like 10 times.
Now
look at teacher
Eli.
He's not even 30 years. Now he wants to get old.
Life
in the blood reduced.
There
came what we call sickness of body weakness. And they come from your surroundings.
When they
ask people who made HIV virus what they joined, that worms they joined up there,
and they
created a very wild virus.
Now
they work with the fallen angels in the underground and they made the HIV virus. What threatens even the medicine they have it for it?
Yes, you have
raised Jesus much.
And
don't accept to send it in the people. Break it.
And
portions of the medicine that to relieve just you. You know that medicine? There's a panadol you're meant to take 6 tablets to feel headache to settle. There's a panadol you take 1 tablet and it's finished.
You know
the mad people in the health system. Most of them work for Lucifer. They mind of money, not people. We have studied all these ones.
Let's
read of the one who lived long.
Methuselah.
Let's read verse
25. Genesis 5, verse 25. Methuselah. Namala emyaka chikumi muchinana mumusambu. Nazala lameka.
You repeat this. The Methuselah giving birth his first child, he lived how many years?
Genesis 5:25. Methuselah namala emyaka chikumi muchinana mumusambu. Nazala lameka.
Yamare miaka chikumi muchinana mumusambu.
187 years.
Nazaro mwana asoka.
And he birthed his firstborn child.
Gubato chiazado.
You are no more to give. You, for you no more even exist. As per today.
Mubiro ngabino.
In eras like this. You cannot. Let us see. Genesis 5 verse 26.
Emyaka lusanvu muchinana mwebili. Nazala abana abobulenzi na abobuwala. Olinyo lwabili mu musanvu. Ennaku zonna eza Methuselah nezibe emyaka lwenda mu nkaaga mu mwenda.
Yasinga okuwangala.
The one who lived long.
Emyaka lwenda nkaaga mu mwenda.
969 years. He was remaining with 31 years. To reach a sanctuary.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the beginning, God had put all animals with us. The mosquitoes.
And
the one who named them names was Adam. None of them made him sick, for he lived with them. Right now, the creation surrounding us have become a problem to us. Not that they were meant to make us sick, but the weakness of the body,
the
in the blood when produced.
We
briefly take you back Genesis 2. I show you how the animals were.
If
we're going to come from there,
ne Noah.
And come to see how Noah was with them in the ark. And they don't make him sick. Did they say, and Noah came from the ark when he's gotten sick? Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 18.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeeranga yekka, n'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira. N'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira. Olunyo lwe 19. Mukama Katonda n'akola n'ettaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsi na buli ekibuuka waggulu n'abireetera omuntu okulaba bwana abiyita. N'omuntu buli yayitanga ekitonde kyonna ekirimu ekitonde kyonna ekiramu eryo ly'erinnya lyakyo.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear it well.
Adamu baamuleetera ensolo zonna ebinyonyi na buli kintu kyonna.
Adam, they brought him every animal, the birds and the rest.
Kapanyau,
the cat, the dogs.
Byonna ng'ali nabyo.
He will be with them all.
Name
them names as he covered them. Nothing made him sick.
Now,
there you draw close to a cat, you will see.
The
dog which is not immunized and raised. Friends, we are in a real problem. The reduction of life in the body, life in the blood,
white blood cells,
called white blood cells. Indeed, it wicked much our bodies.
Yet,
came from the sins we've come committing. Every generation it keeps increasing. Genesis 2:19.
Mukama Katonda nakola n'ettaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko na buli ekibuuka waggulu n'abireetera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita n'omuntu buli kye yayita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu eyo lye erinnya lyakyo. Olunnya olwabiri, omuntu n'abituuma amannya buli nsolo n'ebibuuka waggulu na buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko naye omuntu mwatanalaba mubeezi amusaanira.
Yali abeera nabyo.
He was with them.
Both
of the bush and the breast. That's why they say he had not yet seen a
suitable.
They were with him and their helpers.
Yet
they are not suitable for him. Something happened. And some animals ran from us. The most sin increased. Others we chased them from home. Even the lion would have been there. Things have moved on as sin we increase more. Some of them we chased them. Others stand against us. Those meant to eat grass. And they began to turn it up human beings. And the battle moved on.
We
usually read it in the second heaven, where we study of all creations.
They
understand why others in the bush, other animals were with them. There came a disagreement.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. My question is here. Genesis 2. We know 1 Corinthians 15, verse
50.
Flesh and blood never inherits the kingdom of God. Now, what I'm asking,
Adam
has named the animals as cow,
kappa,
cat, and things like those.
He
named
them from
where? Adam initially had ability to reside in heavens and on earth. As we
said,
though we are on the world, we are not of the world. We are told in Ephesians
2:6.
We are on the world, we sit in heaven realms.
So yalina mbirebi obusobozi okuba wana akaseera n'okubeereri
time and to be in heaven.
Bamusala ko kuluna kulinga baggalawe kube erigenda.
Cut him off the other day when they stopped the weight which accesses there.
Bona ko ekibiro kyabaawo.
The day sin happened.
Bamusala ko nga tasobola kuddayo.
When they cut him off, you couldn't go back.
Naye twalina eddembe nga bamalayika boobalaba.
But as you see angels.
Come
on the world and be there.
Adam
was like that.
Adam,
speak of Adam, I speak of all of us. How we were meant to be. The world and its fullness had been given us, yet we were not residing on it most of our time.
We lived in
heaven with the Creator in the garden. What happened there is much.
The
Son of Heaven will reveal everything in His time.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus. In the Genesis 7, verse 1, God speaks like this. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1.
Mukama n'agamba Nuwa nti, yingira gwe n'ennyumba yo yonna mu lyato, kubanga nkulabye ng'oli mutuukirivu mu maaso gange mu mirembe gino. Olunnya olw'okubiri, mu buli nsolo ennongoofu twala musanvu musanvu ensajja n'enkazi yaayo era ne mu nsolo ezitali nnongoofu biri ensajja n'enkazi yaayo
ng'ebirowoozo byaffe ebiri
naezitali
nnongoofu
nzonna
mu lyato
bwe
bagamba Noah yavaayo akodyonka
they tell you Noah came out when he's sick
kinabadde ssenyiga w'ebinyonyi bana ssenyiga w'ebinyonyi yankutte
of bad flu
jukira mulembe gwe
remember in this generation
mubasi mubakendereza obulamu
is when they produced life
nate tibwakendeerawo obulamu
didn't their life never reduced immediate
baba le mirembe jajja jiddawo
generations which came following
yes ngurachi ne Noah yawangaranga myaka ngaruenda
muzizi that's why Noah too lived something like 900 years
yes
praise you. Jesus much
sigena kweyongereyo kusukka wano
I'm not going to be on beyond this
nayenga tujukire ekindo kimu
we remember one thing
tukomiwonga tukomye wano
we've ended here
nga tulaba obunafu bombiri bwajja
butya and we see how the body weakness came about
ndwadde zino ezobunafu bombiri zitukwate
the sickness of body weakness to begin to affect us
tujagena maso n'okuzinyonyola kengeri gezi jjo okukwata
we shall move and explain them how they come to affect us
atende engeri yokuonyezibwa
and how to heal them
Katonda bwayogera naffe
when God speaks with us
obalumi esule y'omunaana
in the Romans chapter 8
n'olwabirimuomunaana
verses 28
agamba nti ebintu bino byonna yali abitonze
speaks all the things he had created
bikolerewamu olw'okugasa
to work out for the good
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
ffenna ebitonde ebyatekebwa ku nsi
all of us creation put on the world
ffenna buli omu yalina omugaso eri munne
each had a benefit to benefit another
tetwali nakwekosa
we were not meant to harm ourselves
wabula waliwo ekyabawo ekitali kituufu
something not right happens
tujja kiraba
we shall see
mukama akuwa omukisa webale kujja